Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's first reading continues from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, and yesterday we talked about the duties of wife toward husband and husband toward wife, and how the devil will tempt each to do the opposite. And so today's reading talks about children's duty toward parents and father's duty toward children. And again, we see what's the temptation going to be? To do the exact opposite. So, Sacred Scripture, Holy Spirit, teaches us, children, obey your parents in the Lord. Okay, obey your parents in the Lord, that is, provided what your parents are commanding you is of the Lord. They can't command you to do anything sinful or prevent you from going to Mass on Sunday and things like that. But the temptation is going to be for children to disobey your parents. And that's what the devil is going to be tempting to introduce division and discord into the home. And then fathers, bring up your children with training and instruction of the Lord. So the temptation for fathers is to be neglectful in that, disregard their duty as spiritual head of the household, and not teach their children anything with regard to the faith. But now we go to the gospel, which may actually be more important, especially in today's context, when the sin of presumption is so widespread. The sin that presumes on mercy without conversion. Okay, presumes on mercy without conversion. And so someone asked our Lord, Lord, will only a few people be saved? And he answered them, strive to enter through the narrow gate. And so I want to just turn now to Cornelius a Lapide's commentary on this passage. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. All right, Cornelius a Lapide says, Christ answers in the affirmative as to whether only a few will be saved. In this passage, in Luke, it is implied, and in Matthew 7:14, it is clearly stated. And so what does Matthew 7:13 and 14 say? That's when our Lord says, enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there are who go in thereat. How narrow is the gate and straight is the way that leadeth to life, and few there are that find it. So that's clearly stated by our Lord. And then there are other scripture passages that allude to the same thing. And then he says, understand few in comparison with all the inhabitants of the whole world. Okay, that's what's being clearly stated. But among theologians, saints, and doctors, there is the question of whether the greater number of the faithful themselves are saved or damned. Okay, that's the question that some theologians, saints, doctors have asked themselves. Some think that the greater number are saved of the faithful through the holy sacraments, which very many of them receive only at the end of their lives. Others think that most souls are lost of the faithful because most live in a state of mortal sin. The rule of St. Augustine is that as men have lived, so they die. And now we think of that observation compared with what we see going on in our own country, Catholics in our own country, right? 78% don't go to Mass on Sunday. From what I heard, it's something like 98% think contraception is not a sin. That is serious. That is grave. That is dreadful. And Cornelius a Lapide goes on to quote St. John Chrysostom. He says, dreadful is the judgment of St. Chrysostom addressed to the Antiochians, who easily numbered 100,000 or more. He says, quote, In our city, among so many thousands, scarcely 100 can be found who will be saved. For among the young people there is wickedness, and among the elders sluggishness, etc., etc. And St. Augustine compares the church to a threshing floor, on which there is more chaff than grain, that is, more reprobate than elect. And so what are we to make of all this? Well, this is what the Catechism of the Catholic Church makes of it. It says that the affirmations in sacred scripture and what the church teaches about hell should be accepted by everyone as an urgent call to conversion. So where is this idea of mercy without conversion coming from, this sin of presumption? Okay, that is not from God. It is not from the church. But the church says there is an urgent call to conversion. And then the Catechism, quoting the Second Vatican Council, says, since we know neither the day nor the hour, we should follow the advice of the Lord and watch constantly, so that when the single course of our earthly life is completed, we may merit to enter with him into the marriage feast and be numbered among the blessed, and not, like the wicked and the slothful servants, be ordered to depart into the eternal fire, into the outer darkness, where men will weep and gnash their teeth. As the scripture says, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.